end of 56, probably, I got a letter from my mother saying my dad had a spot on his lung, and he's good friends with the Dr. Hull from Butte, and because he is driving an ambulance, so he saw him a lot, huh? So he said, I don't like your color. So he said, we're going to have to go in. So I came home, and we went to Great Falls to have him operated on. And they said there was just the lower lobe that they're going to take. Well, he came out of the operation, and then we went in a recovery room or room, and what I remember there was the ether, you know, the smell just turned your stomach. It's so horrible. And there he is, and the doctor said before we went in, he said we had to take the whole lung, it's cancer. So, and my dad gets, he said, well, we won't tell him that. Just keeps quiet. And he comes to my dad and he says, well, it was cancer, wasn't it? And the doctor said, yeah. And he says, well, it was, you took the whole lung too. And he says, yeah. And he says, well, I got 3 years to live then. And that's about what he had. Huh? But that's, by that time, well, then I couldn't go back to school in Rice. Just couldn't make ends meet. So then I stayed in Butte and went to School of Mines. And my grandfather and uncles and all that said, don't go in the mining. It's no good. You know, but they thought they got trapped in Butte because they made good money and they couldn't leave because of that. So guess what? So I take it. But the one thing I did do, I majored in geological engineering with the petroleum option. So, and that was about it. He was 46, 47, I think. He was 43, so he made it a little further. But the one thing he did say, he's going to come back and haunt me if I didn't graduate from Tech, because he... So I had to graduate, but I'd go out on the weekends, maybe more, you know, to the bars in Butte and that, and he'd be home sitting in a chair and weighing about 80 pounds. And he'd be awake and we'd talk. He enjoyed that. But like I said, then my dad, then he thought he was going to get better, but then found out. But when he died, he was about 80 pounds, 90 pounds.